Robert, since you don't have an agenda, do you think Ruth Ann might want to lead the meeting since she's here?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So we now consider this a quorum. Okay, so we have Robert Thomason, Ruth Ann Stricker, and
Alan.
Alan Critic.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Okay, so then we'll go on to the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I think I got them all. At least I put my signature on everything that had a tag.
Okay, so do we have a motion to accept the agenda as it is?
I would make a motion to accept the agenda as printed.
And I would second that.
Oh, Robert got in there.
All right.
Okay.
Call a question.
Okay, are there any?
No, if there's no discussion, then.
Is there any discussion?
None.
Okay, no discussion. All vote that this.
Aye.
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 Good.
Okay. So. That's the wrong one.
Okay, consent agenda means we do everything down that list and then we do a motion at the end to accept all of those items.
Okay.
Everything on the consent.
Right. So the first thing is the acceptance of the November 21st, 2023 minutes. Does anybody have any discussion about that?
Could you tilt the screen down a little? All I've got is your nose and above. Up a little.
Up a little. Up. Well, it was down. Are you happy yet, Ron?
Got it. I love that.
Okay. So is everybody happy with the minutes of the November 21st? No questions, discussion?
Yes.
Okay. So we go on to the minutes for November 29th, the study session. Is there any questions, discussion? Nope. Okay. On to the special meeting minutes of January 4th. Any questions, discussion? Nothing? Okay. That's done. Correspondence card from the town of Elizabeth.
Here you go. Oh, I finally have correspondence.
Oh, my. So it's a looks like a Christmas card. We'll pass it around from the town of Elizabeth.
Cool. No cookies.
No shucks, no cookies. No cookies. Only a whole bunch of folks signed it.
They may have been eaten.
Cool.
Okay, so we've got that. I guess we'll have to start a Christmas list for next year. November bank reconciliation.
Okay, I have signed all of the reconciliation things, and I just signed all of the monthly reconciliation deals and the checks for Deal, is this time December? For me for December? Actually, the do you want me to give the our balances and stuff? This
please,
is
please
okay. Our bank, BMO Bank, we have a starting balance of $720,125.57. We have had deposits of $1,243.99, and that was interest. And so we have an ending balance of $721,369.56. The Colorado Community Bank, we have in a starting balance of $709,057.54. We have deposits and credits, which is interest, which is $1,602.67. I'll get it out here eventually. We have an ending balance of $710,660.21. And then the checking account, we have $762,718.12. We have checks and payments. There were draws against that account of $164,046.28. That was 31 items. And then we had deposits of $19,632.63, which was 6 items. So for an ending balance of $618,304.47. And so the payroll account, we have $172,029.61. We had checks and payments against that of $39,481.21, which was 5 items. And then we had deposits of $126,000, which was 2 items. And so we have an ending balance at this time. This is before the last payroll, which is, I assume, which is $258,548.40. So we have a gross total of all accounts, cash of $2,308,882.64. And thank you very much for putting the total.
That's the that that's was your copy.
Yeah.
So
there
you go. So that was November, and this next one is December.
December. Yeah. Excuse me. Okay. Well, that should have did this December 1st. Okay. This December is going to be very similar. The BMO account. This is for December. This is the money market account. We had at that time $721,369.56. And again, we had just a fuzz more interest, $1,287.72 for a gross balance of that account of $722,657.28. The Colorado Community Banks, the money market account there, we have $710,660.21. We had interest, because that pays just a hair better, $1,659.83 for a gross of $712,320.04. The Colorado Community Banking checking account, we had a starting balance of $618,304.47. We had disbursements that month of $122,711.09, which was 33 items. We had deposits and credits. And I'm not certain where all the deposits came from, but there's three items, which was $24,926.61 for a gross ending balance of $520,519.99. The payroll account, we had $258,548.40. We had checks and payments of $42,353.80, which was five items. And then we had deposits of $76,000, which is one item, for an ending balance of $292,194.60.
And then in your packets, you've got the budgets to actual for November and December. And so if you want to start with November, which should be the first one in your packet, and you skip all the way to the very last page, if we look at the third line from the bottom, total expense, that tells you January through November, we spent $882,784.79. So that was 62.29% of the budget as of the end of November.
So for 11 months, we're spending...
We're still well under budget.
I was going to say, yes, yeah. we're spending less than $100,000
right.
a month.
And then if you skip ahead to January through December, since y'all didn't meet in December, we've got like double duty to do today. And again, if you look at the last page, page three, and then look at the third line from the bottom, for the year, we spent $1,784.46. So we spent about 70.64% of our budget. So we didn't spend the whole thing. So if you want to take a look through that, if there's any questions that you guys have about, there were some areas you've seen that we overspent, but everything balances out. I mean, in the end, we underspent, which is good because that money will go towards our savings for whatever we end up doing.
Yes, we have a lot of thoughts.
A lot of plans.
We have a lot of different directions yes. we want to go.
Question: Are we due for a report on our youth study
yes.
deal sometime?
Yeah, it's soon? down here.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
this is the complete consent agenda. So does any want a motion to accept the consent? Is that what we have to do now?
Yes.
Motion to accept the consent agenda.
Sure.
And I will second that.
Okay. Robert seconded it.
Oh, he.
So I guess I made the motion.
Okay, sorry. Well,
that's okay.
On that note, sorry, I was distracted. It's easily done.
Okay, so we have...
We need to call a motion. Do we call
okay, it? Do we call the motion? Okay, do we... Now we have to vote, right?
Yes.
Okay, everybody in favor?
Aye.
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 He's a ways away, so it's time getting here. Oh, shucks.
Okay. Okay, so our next item on this is the committee reports. Community needs assessment. And I think that was you, Robert? Robert?
Yes. It
Do
was.
Do we have any?
I have no feedback.
I can give you an update. So it's Please. Kind of it's, so I spoke with
May I interject something here?
What's
May
the matter?
Interject something?
Yes.
Sure.
I'd like to. Yeah. First off, I want to apologize. I'm getting ready for surgery. Spent the day running around trying to arrange for ice machines and doctor's appointments and what have you, and was actually at right in front of the library not that long ago, and I just faced this. And I have to apologize. I knew the meeting was on Wednesday. I couldn't swear to you I knew what day it was. I've been so busy. So I apologize, and let's go on with it from here.
We accept your apology, Robert.
Thank you.
I understand well.
Life is complicated. Life is complicated. So just to give you an update, I spoke with our consultant, Anders Dahlgren, last week about the progress for our community needs assessment, and that he anticipates that he will have a draft of the final report to me by the end of this month or the beginning of next month. And then we're going to go over the report together. And the goal is to get a final draft to you by the beginning of March. And then Anders would be here in person for our March board meeting to present his final report, if that's okay with you. I mean, last time he was here, well, he was here at a meeting, and then we did a study session, and then this is going to be a meeting again. So I don't know if you have a preference for having it as a study session or having it as a meeting, whichever you guys want to do.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely, yeah.
Would it help if I was there when you have this next meeting with Anders?
It won't be until March. So, because I'm going to be, I'll be virtually present for the February meeting myself. I'm going to tell you about that in a second, or ask you about that. So it won't. So Anders won't be here until the end of March.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess what I'm saying is I probably should be there.
Oh yeah. I mean, it would be great.
Would be the 27th.
Yeah, March 27th, our normal regular board meeting.
Okay.
It's our annual board meeting where we elect officers. But it shouldn't be, you know, but then Anders will be here to talk with us about all that stuff.
Okay.
So does that sound okay with you guys?
It's fine.
Okay. Let me just.
Fine.
Whoops. Why can't I get this thing? Okay. Today inbox. I would like this thing to March 27th. That's what I want to find out.
March 27th.
What am I doing March 27th?
6:00.
We're doing the election stuff.
Okay. I'm good. I can be here March 27th.
Perfect. Okay. That sounds good.
I'll be here.
So that's all I have for the community needs assessment.
Okay. And then the other thing is our board member recruitment.
Right.
So we're going to, we're still hoping to get, in fact, I just got a text message from my friend. She said she's still interested.
Okay.
So I'll have to make sure she gets her paperwork.
So the timeline, I guess we're going to be off a little bit. At the February meeting, we're going to need to make our selections of who we'll recommend to the Board of County Commissioners, because normally we would do that at this meeting, but I don't think we have people settled down far enough to be able to do that.
No.
So, Robert, I emailed you this week or last week.
Yes.
With a recommendation from the Morgans, and then I emailed you yesterday with an email contact of a woman who asked for a library board application. So,
okay.
So it sounds like we're still, I haven't received, or I asked her to email the completed application to you. so we're still working on that.
Okay. That'll be fine. Yeah, just a second. Okay. Yeah, that works.
So in reality, we have, if I understand it correctly from what you said earlier, we have one possible applicant for a trustee spot in the works.
Plus a couple.
Because she just asked me, she goes, so when's the next board meeting? Well,
yeah.
Tonight.
And then I think Robert had some other people in mind as well. So
as a note, do have a public person here. I mean, would you have you thought about being a trustee or okay.
I didn't mean
to put you on the spot there, but
okay. I'm sorry, we should have introduced ourselves. I'm Ruth Ann Stricker, I'm the vice president of the board. Robert, who's in the little computer, he's our president. Alan is our treasurer. Susan is our director, and Nat is our...
I'm her assistant.
Yeah.
I'm an administrative assistant.
He's our note taker.
Okay.
I do the minutes. Would you like to introduce yourself for the board?
I'm Kristen, K-E-N, Crookshanks.
Crookshanks. Well, welcome.
I'm
Nat Hoddick. So, can I ask, you know, why you came?
Shall we tell public comment or?
Yeah, we can wait.
We can wait till we'll come. Okay. So what else do we need? So have we finished our board member recruitment discussion?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So now, Susan, it's your turn.
Okay. So I'm going to start with. So I've already scheduled my presentation to the county commission. I go every year to give them an annual report, and I scheduled that for the 14th of February. And normally what we do is I do my financial presentation and kind of give them a summary of what's going on at the libraries. And at the same time, they have our library board member recommendations, and they approve those on the same agenda, but they won't be able to do that this time. So we'll just send those to them later.
Do you need any of us trustees to go with you for moral support?
You're welcome to go with me. I don't. Robert went with me last year. It wasn't very scary. So, you know.
14th. I don't think I'm judging anywhere. So
it's Valentine's Day.
So I could probably go for that.
Yeah. Well, that would be lovely if you could. So I can remind you about that.
What time is that at?
So the meeting is at 9 a.m.
Right.
And I have to have my documentation to them the Thursday before, so on February 8th. So I'll get all my, it's just the numbers. We just kind of give them a summary of where we are financially for that. So.
Do we need to have a sheet showing our financial statements, or you think they're going to ask any questions?
Yeah, I put that together.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not scary.
Okay.
So, let me start with employee updates.
Can I clarify something? Sorry.
Sure.
Since that's the day after my surgery, I will be down.
Okay.
But so, Alan, are you going?
I will go.
Okay. Wear something nice.
Shucks, I can't wear a cowboy boots. Oh, shucks. Does that mean I have to wear a coat and tie? Look like a judge?
Something pretty.
Okay. I'll wear a coat and tie. Okay.
All right. There you go. No dogs.
Ah, shucks.
Okay.
I'm going to rent a mastiff to go with me.
I'd like to thank the, I was unaware that we had, because all I can see is Ruth Ann. I'd like to thank
we can put it on it. Spin it around a little bit.
There we go.
There you go.
Hello, how are you? And I promise we're not generally this disorganized. I'm sorry.
It's one of those evenings. It's, so
we'll get you back to Ruth there.
So let me go ahead. I'll go through my report really quickly. So our new branch manager, you met her at the last meeting. She started on January 4th. So if I don't know if you've met her in person, but she's...
No, not in person. I just had my COVID face on.
Okay. She's here tonight. So if you'd like to say hi to her, she's working tonight. And then just as part of my employee updates, one of our employees is on the family leave, FAMLI. That's the new Colorado leave for people. I mean, it's a new law. It works sort of like unemployment. And so we contributed to family all last year. And so starting January 1st, our employees could take it for things that they're eligible for. And like they submit it to the state and the state approved their leave. So it's, you can take family leave for maternity leave, paternity leave, you know, any, you know, sickness of your family, anything like that. And so, but they have to submit their application to the state. And so one of our employees is out on that leave right now. And everyone, our employees wanted to tell you just how grateful they are for the raises that they received in December. They wanted to, people were telling me they were going to write thank you cards. And I thought, oh, we'll have some correspondence. but I haven't seen those yet. But I'm also very grateful for that. Thank you for that. It was just really nice. Statistics. I have a report of statistics in your packet tonight. And so you can take a look at where we are at the end of the year. So just some fun statistics. Our circulation from 2022 to 2023 is up about 13%. And our new cardholders, so at the beginning of January last year, we had about 9,400 cardholders, and we have 10,000 cardholders now. And then you can see we've got the budget along the bottom, don't need to do that anymore, but then the program attendance has just been really good this year as well, and the number of programs that we've had. So I'm just really pleased with our progress with that. Do you have any questions about the statistics or anything like that? Okay. And then also in your packet, I believe, did we give them the 2024 budget in the packet?
Not the budget, no.
Okay. So I had wanted to give you the... I wrote it down, but I forgot to get it in the packet. So I wanted to make sure that you had a copy of the 2024 approved budget, but we'll get that for you. It's on the website for sure. Facilities. So the Friends completed the door at Kiowa. So that is all done. It's very exciting. So the Friends installed the new door at Kiowa, and then they installed a screen door. So it's quite nice, and they can get a little bit of fresh air in the back. And we just learned this week that our handyman is donating carpet and labor to install carpet squares in this back area. So he has access to carpet He got us the chairs that we have here in the meeting room, these chairs with the red seats, where corporations are just like, you know, getting rid of their buildings and getting rid of things. And so that's where he got the carpet squares for. So that's really cool. He's donating the carpet squares and the labor. And then we are just going to help by moving furniture, like one side of the room to the other side of the room, so that he can do the installation. So that's really exciting.
We're not talking about that big area.
I don't know if you've like right in front of the refrigerator in the break room.
Okay, yes.
There's like lots of stains on the carpet, and there's a big snag in it. So we're really ready
very
for
nice.
Yeah. So it's very exciting. Very exciting. And he estimates that he's going to start that project in about 3 or 4 weeks. So we'll get that done. And then computer-wise, technology-wise, I wanted to let you know that we're going to switch in February from our current email system to Microsoft Outlook.
Okay.
And so so we're going to switch about 6 employees at a time just to make sure everybody's comfortable and getting switched over. And then the last people to switch will be you guys on the library board. So we'll get that done. And we're also going to be able to everybody access their shared files through Microsoft. So we're looking forward to that. The audit, our auditor will be here 2 days next week on site. And I've been uploading documents that she's going to use to get started on the audit. Programming, we had a great November with the Dynovember program. Mm-hmm. The kids really enjoyed that and had really good numbers at all of our story times and other programs that we had. Simla had a really great art project for the holidays. They had one series scheduled and then they had to add another one because it was so popular. So they're going to build on that and do the same program, kind of craft project. They're going to repeat that in February for a Valentine's Day craft. Our summer reading program planning is underway and it's going to be based on the 150th celebration for Elbert County. So it's based on our sesquicentennial. And we're doing like, there's 8 weeks of summer reading program. So we're doing different themes every week to cover different parts of Elbert County's history. And also as part of the sesquicentennial, we have about 4 book talks. Some are in the planning stages, but 2 are confirmed. On Saturday, February 24th, we have the author, one of the authors of Women of the Gold Rush coming to talk with us here. So that should be a fun program. And then on April 27th, one of our residents has written a book. Her name is Ruth Ron, and she wrote, Why Not? The Story of a City Girl Who Became a Cattle Rancher. So she's going to talk about that book on April 27th. And then I wanted to ask you all for your blessing, permission. I want to take off the week of the next board meeting in February, but I'll be working and vacationing, sort of vacationing. I'll be with my dad in Kansas that week. Actually, the day of our it's not the day of our board meeting. It is the day of our, it's the anniversary of my mom's, it's her birthday. It's going to be her first birthday after her passing. Mm-hmm. So I thought it would be good to spend that day with my dad. So, so I'll plan to present everything via GoToMeeting. So I'll be the talking head on the computer and, I'll also be running payroll, while I'm home. So I'll be gone during that next meeting. And that should be February 28th, because I think we've got, February 28th is Wednesday, 6 p.m. is our next meeting.
So we'll do payroll transfer earlier in the month?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get the payroll transfer earlier in the month. We'll do that, definitely. So, are you guys, that's okay with you guys for me to be a talking head instead
of... absolutely.
Instead of here personally. And that's everything on my report. Thanks.
So this person that's on this family deal, so I assume we have personnel that's covering her spot, whatever she's... I figured that was the case, but...
We're all kind of pitching in to help out,
okay,
to help cover, so... And,
Okay. Do we have any positions open that you're trying to fill right now?
Not right now, no.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing.
For once, we're fully staffed.
Right.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. So do we need to accept her report?
I don't, you know, no, it's okay. Just for information.
Okay. So then we'll go on to number 7, monthly transfer of funds to payroll account.
Right. So what we did last year and what I'm proposing to ask you to do again, there's a spreadsheet here. Mm-hmm. And so you approve with one motion all of these transfers.
I remember that was kind of a long write-up type thing.
So we wrote it up as, I can tell you what the motion was. I brought it just so that we would make it easier tonight. So this is what we had in the minutes last time. It says, President Lampman made a motion to transfer the amounts as defined in the attached 2023 monthly payroll transfers document. These transfers will occur on monthly basis from the Community Banks of Colorado checking account to the Community Banks of Colorado payroll account effective January, this one we said January 25th, 2023. The transfers for the purpose of covering payroll and benefits expenses for 2023 in support of Pines and Plains Library's automated payroll processing with Paylocity. Motion was seconded by Robert Thomason, all in favor. So I'm guessing that the date in here was the date after the board meeting. Let's double check. Yeah, the board meeting was on January 25th last year, so that's why they put that
in. And I thought she said January 23rd.
No, 25th,
2023. 25th. So same date as the board meeting.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So do we, one of us need to read that?
Do you wanna borrow this and?
Yes, please.
And just make a similar.
And just change the date.
Just make a similar motion. Who wants to make the motion?
Let her read it, because I'm okay. Sure she's better at reading.
It's in the.
I read to myself really good, but.
It's like the third or fourth paragraph
this
down.
This one here. Okay.
Essentially, we're transferring $63,000 per month to cover payroll.
According to this schedule.
Yes.
Okay. And that'll be part of the motion.
Right.
Okay, so I make a motion that we transfer the 2024 monthly payroll transfers. These transfers will occur on a monthly basis from the Community Banks of Colorado checking account to the Community Banks of Colorado payroll account effective January 24th, 2024. This transfer is for the purpose of covering payroll and benefits expenses for 2024 in support of Pines and Plains Libraries automated payroll processing with Paylocity.
I would second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So we'll get, so glad you had that piece of paper.
Yes. That's it.
Okay. Okay, so now we can say hi.
Hello. So this is embarrassing, but I've never really thought about there being a board of trustees. I use the library all the time. I love the library. So it's embarrassing that I've never thought of it. The reason I came tonight, I learned on Monday night at the school board that they are moving to prohibit the scholastic book fairs in the school. And that makes me really anxious that that's the first step in banning material, censoring material, whatever.
Oh,
and so I wanted to see what help the library could give me as I start this fight, because I realize this is just a baby step. It just takes a few baby steps and then you get to scary stuff. So I know Douglas County just successfully faced a challenge. I don't know if you have faced any challenges on the collection, but I'm looking, I guess, for advice. If you have ideas, if you have research, if you have people I can talk to, I want to get my info ready so that it's going to be presented at the next board meeting, their proposals for bringing in new vendors that they will allow with
a return. Who are they going to, did they say what vendors they were talking about?
They did not. No, but I can make my own assumptions.
So, do you mind if I speak to this?
No.
Is that okay? So let me start with, there's a, one of the state senators is currently proposing a bill that would require, that would outline the procedure for what we call request for reconsideration, which is like when someone asks us to ban a book. So it was supposed to be discussed on next Monday in committee meeting, and then it was going to go to a vote, but they've postponed the discussion of the bill at the committee meeting. And I, so over the weekend, the library directors in Colorado got back with the senator and gave them a lot of different suggestions. Public library directors gave them a lot of suggestions about what was in that bill. And so we're waiting now. So we don't know if the state senator is just taking all of our considerations and then is going to go ahead and you know, propose it and move it on through. But there were two prongs to that bill. There was one for school libraries, which the way I understand it, some very few school libraries have a policy about requests for reconsideration, but nearly all public libraries in Colorado do have policies for requests for reconsideration. And I can give you, those are, that policy is on our website, and I can show you how to get that, and that'll have all the information for what our policy is. So that was going to help at a state level. It would be a law that would be passed that would say that this is the procedure you follow if there is a challenge to materials. So I would kind of watch on that and see, I don't know how quickly it would go through, you know, since it was scheduled for a Monday, it got canceled. I don't know what that means, you know, whether they're reconsidering it altogether or whether they're just taking the feedback they got from the library directors and working on that, and then it'll be presented later. I don't know what'll happen, but that wouldn't help specifically with the Scholastic Book Fairs thing, though, because that's almost a different thing, because it's not items that you have in the library.
It's a commercial vendor, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like it's books that they're selling to the children, of all ages. So, but I'd be happy to talk with you more about it offline.
Okay.
So,
okay, well, I have your email, so I'll email you. Because I would like to keep track of that.
Yeah.
Bill.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a question.
Sure.
Do you think there are some people that, i.e., private citizens, that are in the hunt to restrict or do something along those lines or not? Or is that what you're worried about?
That's my fear, because if you're going to complain, there have been parents who have complained about the content of the Scholastic Book Fair. So if you're going to complain about that content, then what's the next step? The content of the school library, then the content. That's my concern. It's just, I just feel like this is step number one into what could become a broader step. And so I feel like if there are parents complaining about that content, then there could be additional challenges coming. So I'm just trying to be as proactive as I can. So
last spring, we revamped our system for how we, the library district, treats a request. And I like to think that we have a good handle on how to deal with somebody that if they want to make a request to ban something or whatever, question why we have that we have a system in place to deal with it without too much grief.
And that's good. I'll look at that policy, and maybe that can be one of my background, something to keep.
So You know, I do appreciate everything, and I'm really glad you came here because I think this is a place to start.
Yes.
Okay. But I also don't know how much of this has to do with the library board and running the library. So I'm going to ask that perhaps we chat with you afterwards. Okay. And
I'd like to make a statement on the record, please.
Okay.
It is my belief as the president of the board that our representation is for the entire community. And that means that we will be protecting views that may differ. And I'm not suggesting that we won't be open for discussion on things. We do have a policy, but it is going to have to be something that impacts the majority of people that use our libraries. These are important times, and I don't think there is anything more important than a public and free library system. And it's my belief that we will stand behind our policies most rigorously. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Okay. So do we have any other items of business? Okay. Does anybody have a motion? Yes?
I would make a motion that we adjourn then, if there's no further discussion.
I'll second.
Okay.
Okay.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, aye. So now we can.